loneliness around you when you're far from home.
This is Robin Gunn coming in here today on a Saturday, loving every minute of it. We are going to be talking about the OK Senior Games that starts today. Is that right, Mike?
Today is the first event. We've been talking about this on the show for months. It's today. It's happening. It has begun.
It has begun. And the very first sports out of the chute is bowling.
Bowling, and it's at Fire Lake Casino in Shawnee.
Oh, okay.
They have a wonderful facility, a wonderful bowling facility.
Oh, good. And I want everyone to know that you can come out and be a spectator, as well as you can still sign up all the way. I mean, they have events all the way to November 9th.
Yeah, and they can even volunteer.
Oh,
If you're interested in this, I'll tell you how you can do that.
Yes, and there's some perks when you volunteer. They are on, actually, page 56 in the Oklahoma Senior Journal. So it has a complete layout of every single sport there is. This is something that's a family affair and something great that the grandkids can get into with the grandparents. Would you guys still take sponsors?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
You never turn down a sponsor. That's a no-no, yes.
So, you can still be a sponsor out there. If you're an individual or you have a business and you want to support Oklahoma Senior Games, this has been something that keeps going on the rise. Isn't that right, Mike?
Exactly. And it's building every year. And a lot of it is the credit of this show. This has helped us out a lot because seniors listen to this program.
Yes, they do.
They do.
Let me tell you a little bit about the Oklahoma Senior Journal before we get started. We came out with the Oklahoma Senior Journal 32 years ago, and it was a personal need in my family, and we just knew we needed resources because my mother was taking care of her mother. And then we eventually had to take care of our father with dementia and Alzheimer's. So this magazine has come in personally. It has come into a great help for us, but it has for millions of others. We do have 1 million in readership. We're in the 405 area code with 650 locations. And you go to OKSeniorJournal.com. That's OKSeniorJournal.com. All like it's one word. You can go there and find exactly where you can pick up an Oklahoma Senior Journal. Also, the magazine is going to be available at the Senior Games. So if you are at the Senior Games and you maybe don't see the magazine, just ask because they'll have some there. We love supporting the Oklahoma Senior Games. The Oklahoma Senior Journal does. And we've been doing it for almost 10 years now, I think. How long has this been going on?
It became the Oklahoma Senior Games in 2016.
It was
the Oklahoma Senior Olympics before that.
Yes, it was
rebranded to the Senior Games.
Yes.
And you started helping us back then?
Yes. And I even helped during when it was Oklahoma Senior Olympics.
I think you did.
I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We want to get some information out here to you about the Oklahoma Senior Games. Again, it starts today. Again, you can still sign up for events, and there's events all the way till November the 9th. Who I have with me today is Michael Ghetto. Am I saying your name right?
You are.
Okay, I did it good. Michael Ghetto began working to improve the health of Oklahomans by assisting Oklahoma's Attorney General and outside counsel during Oklahoma's lawsuit against the tobacco industry, which is now known as TSET.
Mm-hmm.
So just the letter T and then set. And so you were a part of this?
I'm a video person, professional.
Yes.
And all during the trial and all during every preparation, you know, we interviewed people who have been affected by tobacco.
I see.
And so there was lots of need to have video work done. And so that's where I was contracted to help them. When did you
very first start your professional videoing?
1973.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. Started out, I worked for
a big camera, wasn't it?
It was. I was much littler then, but I worked for AT&T. They hired me to do that and sent me to the Film Institute in Hollywood for training.
Wow.
And I was intensely trained by journalists from all over the country and very fortunate to have been able to do that.
Absolutely. They don't have anything on video sports yet.
Of the events?
At the events right now where you can compete.
They do.
They do?
Oh, no. Video was an event. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm zoned out here.
That's okay.
No.
You're thinking about the game starting today.
No, but they've got dancing. They've got eight ball now. They've got all kinds of different sports. They're branching out.
Yeah, they keep adding sports. They sure do.
Some that you would not consider sports really are.
Yes.
And
I agree.
Yeah,
because it's competitive.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Today, Michael continues to help to improve the health of Oklahoma adults over the age of 50 by serving as Director of Public and Community Relations for the Oklahoma Senior Games. And you also do videoing of that.
Yes. I document video and some still works of the games.
Awesome. We're going to take a quick break here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. And Oklahoma Senior Games is on page 56, Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Hello, Rise and Thrive listeners. This is Paula Settle, President-elect of Oklahoma City Town Hall Lecture Series. We bring six speakers the third Thursday at Church of the Servant, Oklahoma City, September to April. Lecture is 11 a.m. followed by a Q&A lunch with the speaker. For season speaker and lunch tickets, go to OKCTownHall.org. That's OKCTownHall.org. Find speaker dates and request your $125 membership plus one free guest ticket. Get lunch tickets here too. Single speaker and lunch tickets are available at the door. President Jeff Massad has a gold star lineup of speakers this season. September, Seth Dillon, comedian. October, Joe Theismann, NFL quarterback. November, Chad Alexander, political analyst. February, Stephen Moore, national economist. March, Joel Satori, National Geographic photographer. April, Kaylee McEnany, commentator and press secretary. See you at a town hall lecture. Get your tickets today at OKCTownHall.org. That's OKCTownHall.org.
It's a great place for people who want information about senior care. We have at Concordia Life Plan Community, independent living, assisted living, memory care, and we have skilled nursing. If you're interested in finding out more about Concordia Life Plan Community or just some of the activities we have going on, you can call 405-554-2895. 405-554-2895. Or you can reach us at ConcordiaSeniorLiving.com.
Join Healthy Living Norman for our first annual Wellness Expo on Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Norman Adult Wellness and Education Center located at 602 North Findlay Avenue in Norman. This indoor event will feature vendors providing a variety of resources, samples, demonstrations, and screenings to encourage healthy lifestyles for adults age 50 and older. Tours and membership information will also be available during this event, which is open to the public. Limited vendor booths and sponsorships are also available by visiting our website, HealthyLivingNorman.com. So be sure to visit Healthy Living Norman's Wellness Expo Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Norman Adult Wellness and Education Center. For information on Healthy Living Norman or our events, call 405-857-7390. That's 405-857-7390. Or visit our website, HealthyLivingNorman.com. Or you can also find us on Facebook at Healthy Living Norman.
Join us for the Oklahoma Senior Games this August through November throughout the state. Many events offered like 3-on-3 basketball, water walking, swimming, 5K race, bowling, track and field, aqua bike, shuffleboard, pickleball, tennis, fitness challenge, and a lot more. You can check out all the events at OKSeniorGames.com or call 405-821-1500. The Oklahoma Senior Games would like to invite everybody to come meet new friends at SeniorGames.com. The Oklahoma Senior Games, August through November, all through the great state of Oklahoma. Information available at OKSeniorGames.com or call 405-821-1500. That's 405-821-1500. The Oklahoma Senior Games is on Facebook. We'll see you at the games.
If you live in the state of Oklahoma, you have probably been affected by the recent storms.
Dennis is a trusted company for the last 37 years. The Oklahoma Senior Journal has been around for 32 years, and Dennis has been with us
EMS for 21 years. If you've been affected by the recent storms, which I'm sure you have, give Smooth Finish Roofing a call.
The office number is 405-409-HELM, H-E-L-M, which is 4356.
Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction was born in 1987. I worked for a large construction company that did all the State Farm's work and for the whole state as a premier provider. I did the damaged ceilings and all the painting. I'm a master painter, but in my company, we added roofing and general contracting, and that's where we are today.
Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction.
Yes.
You also do gutting, siding, painting, and garage doors.
Everything that gets damaged by the hail, but also we do that independently as painting, guttering, siding, windows.
You're A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
And the State of Oklahoma Construction Industries Board license.
409-4356. Personal sale 405-923-5127. Call me and ask me about Smooth Finish Roofing's new forensics. If you have insurance claim paperwork right now, call me and you'll be entered into a drawing for a $200 Visa gift card.
A local insured company.
SmoothFinishRoofing.com and State of Oklahoma Construction Industries Board 800-0242.
Aging is the process of continuous impairment of the microcirculation in the body. Wouldn't it be great if you could reverse that by stopping the impairment of microcirculation, enhancing microcirculation for better blood flow and better life? Hi, my name is Vicki Latham. I found an amazing medical device that I've been using now for 8 years. It's called the Beamer Bioelectromagnet. I learned that there was this amazing medical device that could enhance blood flow by 30% in my body to get the oxygen and nutrients in and to get the metabolic waste out. I could have a higher level of energy and vitality. The name of the product is called Beamer. It stands for Bioelectromagnetic Energy Regulation. If you can push a button and lay down, you can use it. To learn more about it, contact me, toxinclear@gmail.com. T-O-X-I-N-C-L-E-A-R, toxinclear@gmail.com.
That's Robin Gunn's cue to come in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which, Mike, what does OSJ stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is correct. Can't stump him. When the mics were off, we always talk about cool stuff, and now we're going to share this with you. So, as you know, for the last 7 years, Rod Stewart has been bringing us into the show. Not because he's my good friend, but just because I really like him and I love the song Forever Young. So, Mike, when he was 16, tell me your encounter.
Oh, my gosh. Whenever I hear that song, when I was 16 years old, I worked for the Wichita newspaper.
Okay.
And my job was to jump in a car and run advertising out to retail establishments and have them check it over and make sure everything's right. Well, I had to go to Shepler's Western Wear in Wichita, Kansas.
Okay.
And it's fast. You have to run in there and take the ad in there, and you have to run out as fast as you can because you've got to get back to the newspaper so they can check this and check that so they can, well, guess who else was in there at the time? Rod Stewart himself. And I knew he was in town, but never expected him
to see him.
I saw him up close. I knocked him down.
Was he trying to buy some boots?
Yeah,
you knocked him down?
It was jeans. It was jeans. He was looking through a pile of jeans. And I was looking at my next assignment and where I had to go. And I turned the corner and bam.
Bam.
Bam. I knocked Rod Stewart to the floor. And I was on top of him. On top of him. And I never will forget. Every time I hear that song, every time I see him on TV, I go, oh, my.
I mean, you're this close. You're a nose away.
Yeah, I should be famous because I laid on top of Rod Stewart. I should be famous. But it was terrible, and I wish it hadn't happened, so let's don't talk about it.
Okay, anymore. But that's a good story. All right, Oklahoma Senior Games. Again, you can currently see every single one of the competitions on page 56 in the Oklahoma Senior Journal. Again, you just go to OKSeniorJournal.com and look under distribution, and you'll be able to find one near you. You also can see this digitally online, every single page. So just go to OKSeniorJournal.com, and there's a button right there that will take you to this magazine digitally. And again, they're on page 56. The 2024 Oklahoma Senior Games has begun today.
Today.
And yes. And I want to reiterate to people that it's not too late to be in a competition.
It is not. You can still sign up. But more importantly, since the games have begun, I'm sure some of you have listened to these programs and listened to other promotion of the games and thought, you know, I'd like to see that. I'd like to go out and I'd like to see this happening. You are perfectly welcome to come to, and I'm going to highlight some of the locations. Come out there. You can watch the games taking place. You can see senior adults actively competing in sports. You should come out, and maybe next year you may want to participate.
I may want to, especially if you put me on those videos.
I got to.
I've been toying around with water walking, so I want to definitely go to that competition and check it out. And I encourage all of you to do that. Bring your family. This is a great family event. There's several things on the same day. It also tells you exactly where to go on page 56. Also, you can go to, what's the website?
You can go to okseniorgames.com, and you can see the same schedule, and you can see the same information. But when you're looking at it in the Oklahoma Senior Journal, you can see it there, too.
Yes. Amen.
So
it's okseniorgames.com.
And the schedule will be there. And there are events all over the state. Look for ones in your area.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I love that it's all over the state because that encompasses everybody. Mm-hmm. If you want to be involved in this, you have something right in your backyard. Mike, let's discuss all the different sports. This is something that will take us a little bit of time, but it's worth doing because they constantly are adding new sports to this. And do you have any idea how many people have signed up so far?
I do.
Okay,
imagine
that. I love it.
First of all, I want to say that last year we had about 1,000 athletes.
Oh, my word. But I didn't know that.
But this year we're on track to double that. We are on track now. We are right around 1,400 now, but we're still, a lot of the sports have not closed their registration. A lot of people wait till the last minute.
Yes.
We have to thank you, this program,
for
helping us out because
love it.
People are signing up. Our new sports are bringing people in too. We'll talk about some of those, but there's things like eight ball and ballroom dancing, line dancing that you might not think of it as a sport.
Well, but it is.
It is.
It's a definite competition.
It's a sport in every way.
Definitely. I mean, the dancing itself is something that would get your blood flowing, get your heart rate up.
Exactly. But the diversity of the Oklahoma Senior Games, consider this. We have pole vaulters. We have track and field. We have swimming events, we have biking events, and we have ballroom dancing and eight ball. So the diversity is there. There's something there for everybody.
For everybody.
Everybody. So we're on track to go to 2,000 athletes this year. Another interesting thing, and we've talked about this before, we have been offering through TSET or the Tobacco Settlement Endowment Trust free training.
See,
for this year so far, we've trained 281 people
and
who've signed up.
And it's free.
It's free training. So if there's a sport on the list, when you go to the Oklahoma Senior Journal and you look at the list, if you see a sport you're interested in, keep in mind that there is free training for that sport.
There you go. Even now, even though it starts today, you can still get training.
You still can. You still can.
Especially something that sticks out to you like, ooh, I would love to try that. I mean, you still have cornhole, don't you?
Oh, we've got all that now. Okay, let's start with the list.
Okay, let's get start to it. Let's go.
Labor Day weekend is basketball, 3-on-3 basketball.
Okay.
And the turnout has been wonderful. That it's going to be in Weatherford at the university there.
Okay.
A beautiful, beautiful facility.
Yes.
3-on-3 basketball on Saturday. On Friday evening, they're having a shooting competition where the athletes can come in and shoot and get warmed up and have a, you know, fast dribble and shoot and free throws and all that. So that's happening on Labor Day weekend.
So do you have a male team and a female?
They have male. We don't have mixed, but we do have male. Three men and three women. 3-on-3 basketball. It's half court.
Okay.
It's half court. And there are two referees on each court because the referees are there for a lot of reasons, to make sure it's fair, but also to keep it safe.
Safe.
You know, that's really important. So if you're a basketball player and you want to get into that, come to the university in Weatherford on Labor Day weekend and check it out.
Okay.
You can kind of see how things go. And the shooting is on Friday. Okay. The next Saturday after that, on September 7th.
Okay.
Serious, serious competitions in the triathlon.
Oh, yeah.
That's serious. Aqua bike, which is swimming and biking combination.
Gotcha.
And duathlon. That's going to be at the Riversport facility here.
It's down there by downtown.
Yes. Part of the triathlon, Tri-OKC Club. We're tagging on to that. Our senior athletes are going to participate in that.
Okay.
But there's also a lot of people who aren't 50 years and older who are going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be an excellent opportunity to come and watch some, you know, some triathlon.
And so say this is a triathlon, so they
There's several events.
Okay.
Triathlon is biking, running, and swimming.
Okay.
And it's serious. That's a serious sport.
That's a serious sport.
I don't know about you starting with that. I think you need to do water walking. You
yes,
know, I'm not sure
I
about
agree,
that.
I agree.
But most of our events are going to be on weekends. Now, there are a few that are during the week, too, but most of them are the weekends. And in the fall in Oklahoma, it's usually beautiful weather.
Yes, it is.
On September 7th, archery. And I don't know if some of you bow hunt, I'm sure, and things, but this is targets, you know, and archery, and it's fascinating to watch.
There's a great place in Yukon called Archery Traditions. I didn't know if that was one of the places.
No,
that...
this is going to be at Trosper Archery Club. It's in Oklahoma City.
Okay.
And it's well attended. There's
tons. Say that again.
Trosper Archery Club.
Will you give that address?
It is at 2201 Southeast Grand Boulevard.
Okay.
Now, what can be different? We've been referring you to the Oklahoma Senior Games and the schedule in the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to our website,
yes,
Oklahoma Senior Games, and click on that event, it will tell you all this information.
Everything.
Which is not on yours.
Yeah, no, that's not on mine.
So if you want to know where these are.
So that's a digital thing.
Just go to OklahomaSeniorGames.com.
Okay, perfect. Hey, we're going to take another break, and we'll be back with more of the events that we'll be having at the OK Senior Games, and I'm absolutely loving this, and I love the enthusiasm from Mike also. We are on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for...
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is correct. Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back. We're only halfway through. This is Robin Gunn, and I am on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, and Mike Ghetto is going to tell us, as our guest, here with the OK Senior Games, what OSJ stands for.
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Look at you using your radio voice.
Yes.
We are working our way through the competition list, so let's just get back into that, Mike.
And the reason we're working our way through this, because you may want to come out and watch some of these events.
Exactly.
If you didn't participate this year, it may just take you a little bit of seeing something going on that you may want to. So right off the bat, go to OklahomaSeniorGames.com and click on this schedule, and it will give you the locations, because we're not going to give you all the addresses, but you can find out where these events are.
Right, and there is a QR code.
There is.
On the Oklahoma Senior Journal's page 56, so I don't know if it'll open you up to all the addresses.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. That's why we better leave that open.
Yeah.
Hey, we are really excited. We've added some new sports this year, and guess what? We've added 8-ball. I am sure many of your listeners have spent some time playing
8-ball. Definitely.
And you might think, well, what athletic is that? It's an athletic sport.
Very much, and it's mind. It's using your mind.
Yeah, plus you have to bend over and you have to sit up straight. But that's happening
It's tons of skill. Yeah.
And that's happening Saturday, September the 14th in Tulsa at the Moose Lodge. If you're interested in that, you can go visit that and check that out.
Beautiful.
Also on the same day, I have to say this, on the 14th, there's a lot going on. You know, naturally, as many sports as we have, there's going to be sports in different locations across Oklahoma on that same day. Some are in the morning, some are in the afternoon, but they're still going on. In Perry, there is a 5K road race. It's a Cherokee Strip 5K and 10K, and that's on the 14th. Our athletes are participating in that race. It's not just Oklahoma senior athletes. It's athletes all different ages are competing. So if you're if you're into running, go, and you'll look for our shirts. Our shirts will have Oklahoma senior games on them.
Where is this?
That's at Perry. At Perry.
Okay.
It's a big deal in that town.
Okay.
It's a big race. It's right in the starts in the middle of downtown.
Sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Water walking is on that same
day. Which kind of stood out to me.
Yes. And we really do want you to come to Westwood Aquatic Center on the 14th. Put your swimsuit on.
And that's in Norman.
It's in Norman.
Okay.
And water walking is a fun event, you guys. And we've talked about it on this show. We have. You've had guests talk about it. So we're not going to dwell on that. But
just real quick, tell how high the water comes.
It never gets any higher than about 3 feet.
Okay.
Now, if you're 3 foot, 6 inches tall, that's going to be some deep water. But it's not going to be the case. But anyway, it's in a course, and it's a 200-yard course. You're not walking a straight line.
Right.
You're zigging and zagging, and it's a competition, and there's a 200-yard, 400-yard, 1,000-yard, 800-yard medley.
Huh.
So come and check that out, because water walking is an excellent, excellent way to exercise, even if you have bad knees or you have a bad back, or if you sneeze and throw your back out, you can still come. That's an inside joke.
It sure is.
Yes. But you can still come and participate in water walking.
That's the 14th of September,
and it's at Westwood Park in Norman. On the 15th is swimming. This is serious stuff, too. You know, there's all the different Olympic swimming distances, all competition swimming distances. We're doing the same thing with the Oklahoma Senior Games.
Good.
And you brought up the grandkids. The grandkids come and watch.
Yes.
They come and watch their grandparents.
Exactly. And they can't believe it.
Yeah. And most of them still look good in a Speedo.
Incredible. When you're an exercising
person. Well, they do, because that's what's amazing. These people are serious athletes.
Yes.
They wear the caps and all of that stuff and the decrease of time.
And the age group for this starts at 50.
50.
There's a few, you said.
A few that are 40.
40, okay.
A few of the sports, and we'll get to those. But that is going to be at the Young Family Athletic Center. And if you have not been to that facility in Norman, it's new. Trey Young donated a bunch of money. And his family to build this facility. It's a world-class swimming facility.
Okay, say what it's called.
The Young Family Athletic Center.
Okay,
It's in Norman.
Okay.
So just click on the event, and you can find out how to get onto that. And that is on Sunday the 15th.
We want to give out that website again, which is okseniorgames.com. Beautiful.
Also on the 15th, we've got golf. Can you imagine not having golf
exactly.
at a sporting event? There are 1,052,000,000 golfers in this world.
Yes, and I knew a guy back in Ada, Oklahoma, that was 99 years old, and he would not miss playing his golf games.
Really? Golfing is a wonderful sport, you guys, and we'll talk about this later in this show, but there's also social aspects to competing in these games, and we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Okay.
But golfers, they all talk to each other when they're golfing.
Yeah. Good
and
time.
That's on the 15th Sunday.
And where is that?
That is going to be at Lincoln Park East Course.
Yes.
On Sunday. And that's a golf scramble.
Okay.
On the 16th, they have individual golf. And that is going to be at Lincoln Park West Golf Course also.
Okay. Good deal.
Anyway, if you're a golfer, check that out. Click on the website. And
when does golfing start?
Start is September 16th.
Okay.
So there's still time to sign up, you guys. If you want to sign up for these events, do it.
And if you want to be a sponsor, do it.
Exactly. If you want to volunteer,
do it.
On the 20th is the next event, and that is shuffleboard.
Fun. I used to play that a lot in the 80s.
Yes. And you know what's interesting is even though it was probably considered an elder sport, there are a lot of young people who are doing shuffleboard.
There are a lot. It's kind of making this big comeback.
It's like pickleball. It's the same. Yes. Younger people doing it. And the neat thing about shuffleboard is we also have non-ambulatory shuffleboard, which means you can come up with your wheelchair.
Wow.
and sit there and do shuffleboard.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, or a walker, whatever. So
right.
Yeah, that's going to be at Reed Park Community Center in Yukon. I'm not going to dwell on the locations, but just look on the website and see where these are going to be.
That's okay. Seniorgames.com.
That's right. On September 21st is a 5K power walk. That's in Tulsa, 75th and Riverside. That will be a great sport. Now, you have to walk hard and you have to walk fast.
And is this something that's over hills and valleys? And
it's pretty flat.
It's flat. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty flat. There might be a little bit of incline, but check that out on our website and you can learn more about that. And
that's in Tulsa.
You can still sign up for that. Okay, badminton. How many of you have played? We've all played badminton.
Totally.
At one time or another, we have smacked that birdie. It's fun.
Uh-huh.
But there are competitive badminton leagues.
Yes, there sure is.
And it was in the Olympics, if you watch some of that.
I did.
And that's September 21st at the Jackie Cooper Gym in Yukon, Oklahoma.
Okay.
All of these are open to men, women, mixed doubles.
Okay.
Men doubles. So there's a place for you.
So let's say if you're by yourself and you're not actually on a team, would they put you with a team?
Well, you can play singles.
You could. Okay.
Or they could find a team for you. There are people who, exactly what you said, I don't have anybody to play with.
All right.
Contact us. We can do that on September 21st. On September 28th is a big thing. That's track and field.
Yes.
And it's at the Shawnee High School.
Okay.
You guys, that is pole vaulting. That is long jump. That is high jump. That is all the sprints. That is hurdles. That is serious shot put.
That is incredible.
Shot put.
They're doing all this.
Oh, yeah. I'm still in awe of 90-year-old pole vaulters.
Yes. Hello.
Can you it's not so much the taking off and going over. It's that landing that kind of worries me. But these people are in shape. It's a wonderful event. On that day, September 28th, is track and field in Shawnee. So if you're anywhere near Shawnee, but, Oklahoma City's not that far.
It's not. It's a 40-minute drive.
And it's an all-day thing.
Okay.
And so these events happen all day long.
That's great.
And so check that out if you're into track and field. Maybe you did track and field when you were younger. Or maybe you didn't do it, because I've talked to some athletes who didn't do it when they were younger and wish they had. So guess what? They're doing it now.
Good for them.
So that's what you need to think about. Also, there's another 1,500-meter power walk at that event, too.
Okay.
So now power walking, you guys need to Google that.
Okay.
It's hard to explain power walking, but there is a form that you have to do. Google power walking, because you have to do it properly or you will be disqualified.
Oh.
It's not just walking as fast as you can.
And where is that held?
Shawnee. One of the events.
Oh, it's during the track and field.
During the track and field.
This is Robin Gunn here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is correct. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back. We got lots more games to talk to you about.
Is someone offering you investment advice with the promise of a high return? Is your soulmate you met online asking for money? Perhaps you're about to wire money to a seemingly legitimate charity. Scammers are constantly devising new methods to defraud victims. Understanding how common scams work can help you avoid their schemes. MidFirst is a proactive community partner in helping consumers avoid ID theft, fraud, and scams. At MidFirst, we have our very own award-winning financial education team known as Money Moments. We also have a financial crimes team to help protect our customers as well as the bank. To learn more about how to protect yourself from fraud and scams, visit moneymoments.com or look for Money Moments on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook.
My name is Bobby Hinkle, and I'm the founder of Main Street Advisors here in Edmond, Oklahoma. Our slogan is Truth in Financial Services, because we really endeavor to shine a light on all the things that are normally kept in the dark. Have you ever wondered what's actually happening with your investments? Are you concerned about economic uncertainty and how the markets might dictate your retirement? Would you rather be in control yourself? The solution solution is to build a comprehensive financial plan. Most financial plans are really just a sales tool. How about getting one that is actually a roadmap, something that you can use whether we work together or not? Give us a call. Our phone number is 405-285-5566. 405-285-5566. Josh will answer the phone and schedule a time for us to get together and just get to know each other. Our website is mstadv.com. mstadv.com. Give us a call. Change your future. We are Main Street Advisors, truth in financial services. A better financial future starts here.
Life moves in one direction, forward. No matter what each person's circumstances are, Synergy Home Care steps in with effective, comforting, life-affirming care that moves people and their loved ones emotionally and physically forward. From personal assistance, like bathing and dressing, to companionliness, to support with housekeeping, errands, and transportation services, sometimes just a little extra help can make all the difference. If you or your loved one has recently been diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia, our person-centered convergence of care model brings together the best tools and resources, along with caregiver talents and specialized training, to deliver a customized memory care solution for your family. Call Synergy Home Care today at 405-254-3046. Again, that number is 405-254-3046.
Hello, this is Robin Gunn. It is easier than ever to get the Oklahoma Senior Journal app on your smartphone or tablet. You can read all the OSJ issues, exclusive articles, all our radio shows, and it still has Find Your Car. Go to your app store and look for Oklahoma Senior Journal, or you can go to page 9 in our current issue and scan the QR code. And the best part about it, it's free. So check out the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
My name's Cliff. I'm so glad I discovered Nerve Renewal. I'm 72 years old, and since doing the treatments, I can now get around on my feet all day long, and I feel like I'm 52. For years, I suffered from a lot of foot pain from walking and standing. I had numbness and tingling in my feet. Since coming to Nerve Renewal, I've been able to work outside a lot more, stand on my feet all the time. My pain is gone. My numbness is gone. The tingling's gone. The staff was professional. They were courteous. They were very friendly, and they explained everything in great detail.
If you're suffering from pain, burning, or numbness due to neuropathy, schedule your consultation with Nerve Renewal now. Our non-invasive treatments are covered by Medicare, VA, and most insurance companies, and could have you pain-free within a few short weeks. With multiple statewide locations, relief is right around the corner. Call 405-674-4949. That's 405-674-4949. Or visit nerverenewalnow.com.
Woohoo! Robin Gunn coming back in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. Which, Mike, will help us out and tell us what OSJ stands for.
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is correct. Rod Stewart brought us in.
Love him. He probably doesn't remember it happening. But.
Oh, he probably does.
Okay, let's talk about some new sports.
Brand new to the game.
Yeah, this is a test. Okay. This is a test. How many of you know what dragon boat racing is?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Well, for those of you who do not, dragon boat is one of those long, narrow boats that has 10 rowers, a drummer that sets the beat,
yes,
and someone who steers naturally. And it's happening in the Oklahoma River. River Sports, it's going to be quite the spectacle. It's closed. Everybody wanted to do it, so there's no room for anybody else. But next year, you may want to consider it. But come out and watch it.
Yes.
And it is on October the 4th, Friday. It's part of OG&E's Night Sprints at the Oklahoma Regatta Festival.
Okay.
So it's going to be quite.
That'll just be fun.
Oh, you need to check that out for sure.
Well, and root for your favorite team.
That's right. That's right. And there'll be corporate teams. It's going to be an interesting event. Now, here's one.
Okay.
I know you're going to want to do this. I know this is.
All right.
Beach volleyball.
Okay.
Can you imagine that?
That's great.
Oklahoma Senior Games is going to have beach volleyball. And you've seen that on the Olympics recently.
Yes.
And it is going to be taking place at Pearl Beach, which is on Northwest 112th Terrace in Oklahoma City. But once again, go to the website and look up for these locations. It's a wonderful facility. They have several beach volleyball courts, and there'll be doubles, no singles in beach volleyball. It's too hard to cover a court by yourself.
Yes.
But there's doubles, and there's going to be 6-on-6. And it's not too late to register for this one. If you're interested and you played some volleyball in school or you like to play volleyball and you love the idea of being sand barefoot, this is a sport for you. And you can sign up by going to OklahomaSeniorGames.com.
It'd be a great spectator sport, too.
Oh, yeah. But still, it's fun. You need to participate.
Yeah.
And it's not as hard if you're on the 6-on-6. The difficulty increases when there's just two of you on each.
Sure.
But be sure and check that out on Saturday, October the 5th. But if you're interested in signing up, you need to do that right away.
Okay.
Because we're going to fill up fast.
And it's at a place called, which I've never heard of,
Pearl Beach.
Yeah.
It's an outside venue. They have food. They have beverages that you can purchase. It's a great place. So check that out. Okay, how many of you played Frisbee? We all played Frisbee.
We all did.
We all played Frisbee.
Especially in the 70s.
Well, it's called disc golf.
Disc golf. And my nephew is obsessed. He's about 29, and he's obsessed with it.
I'm not exaggerating. I bet there's millions of people who play it. And I've been to several events, and there are seniors, but there's a lot of younger people that play it. And there are courses all over Oklahoma.
All over.
And they're in parks. They're in parks. If you don't know anything about the sport, come out and watch this. This is going to be at Northeast Lions Park in Norman. And it is October the 5th. There's going to be people from all over the state, and I'm sure people from out of state, because I'll talk about that pretty soon later. Not just Oklahomans compete in these. Some come from other states.
Okay.
So you'll have to check that out. That's October the 5th.
Okay.
Competitive cycling, it's 30 and 40 miles. It's serious cycling. We always have it down at Fort Sill.
Okay.
It's a beautiful facility down there. I'm not sure spectators contact us at OklahomaSeniorGames.com because
it's actually okay.
Yeah,
Senior Games.
It's okay, SeniorGames.com, because it is on a military base.
Let me give out the okay Senior Games phone number. It's 405-821-1500. 405, of course, 821-1500.
And if you have any questions, just call that number and we'll be glad to. Or you can email us at info@okseniorgames.com.
Say that one more time.
Info, @okseniorgames.com. Cornhole. I have to be the first to admit I didn't realize how big this sport was. It's giant. There are professional cornhole leagues. I didn't know that. There's people who make a living playing cornhole.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. They got the sponsors on their shirts.
Yeah.
It's like golf. And that's going to be on September 28th in Broken Arrow, Stony Creek Hotel. All you cornhole people, you need to sign up. There's room for you. We want you to come and participate. Tell your friends about it. If you know people who play cornhole, let them know that they need to participate in the Oklahoma Senior
Games. Get signed up.
Get signed up and come and play. It'll be a fun event. Tennis. I played tennis when I was young. Did you?
I did.
Tennis is a wonderful sport, and we've opened that to 40 years old.
Earlier. Okay.
You don't have to be 50. Some of our sports, beach volleyball, you only have to be 40.
You only
have to be 40 to sign up for that. So tennis is going to be at the OKC Tennis Center, October 9th through the 11th, which is a Wednesday through Friday.
Okay.
And I do know for a fact that people come from adjacent states to come and participate in this. Not only Oklahoma players, but there's singles, doubles, and mixed doubles. So tennis players, sign up.
Yeah.
There's room for you. Or if you just want to come and watch, it's October 9th through the 11th.
And it's where again?
It's at the Oklahoma City Tennis Center on North Portland, 3400 North Portland.
We're going to have to take another quick break. This is amazing how many sports there are and competitions and skill factors. So we'll be back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right, Mike, here on Freedom 96.9 FM. All right, Robin Gunn, we do not want to take any extra time here. Mike's going to tell you just a few headlines of some competitions. Then you'll go to that website, okseniorgames.com.
Yes. Okay, we also have table tennis, line dancing, if you can believe it, you guys, groups and individuals. Pickleball. Everybody knows pickleball.
Everybody.
We've been on the show about pickleball. We have powerlifting. If you guys are weightlifters,
wow,
you can come and check that out. There's another 1 mile run. There is ballroom dancing. You guys, it is just, it's Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
I've been shooting video of it, and these people know
their
stuff.
They're doing.
So there's just a sport for everybody, and you need to go to okseniorgames.com and check out all the different sports. But I have to talk about
the social aspect.
Everybody realizes that physical exercise can help you. It helps you with your aches and pains. It helps you live a more healthy life. But, you know, just the fact that you're coming out and taking part in these events and meeting and talking with other people, making friends, exercising with friends, makes you want to do it more. So the social aspect of competing or participating in the Oklahoma Senior Games is vital. Definite benefit, and you need to consider that. But don't sit at home. You know, I know a lot of seniors, they spend the time on the phone or on the internet, texting and all that. But, you know, you need to get out.
That's right.
You need to meet more people than just your texting partner or your phone partner.
Right.
And so you'll feel better. You'll exercise more. Think of the social benefits of competing in the game.
The Senior Games, is it one that qualifies you to go to nationals?
Yes. If you place and you medal in the games, you automatically qualify to go to the Senior Games in Iowa.
Okay.
And it's in 2025. You don't have to stop here. You can just keep going. Or if you just want to compete in local games, there are some local games too. But definitely consider competing in the Oklahoma Senior Games.
So one more time, tell us, are you on Facebook?
Yes, we are. You can go to Oklahoma Senior Games, just Facebook/Oklahoma Senior Games. And we have lots of information there. Periodically add new information. You can see videos. And you can go to okseniorgames.com. Lots of information there. There's the schedule like we've already talked about. There are stories about athletes. You can click on stories and you can find out about that. After you read and check all of this out and you still have questions, contact us. There's a phone number. You can call us at 405-821-1500. That's 405-821-1500. Or you can email us at info@okseniorgames.com or message us on Facebook.
So there you go.
So we can answer all your questions.
The OK Senior Games is something that if you're not going to participate or you're just unsure about participating, come out and watch the games.
Yeah, definitely. So, and one other thing, come to the State Fair. We're going to be at the State Fair. We have a booth there. We're going to test your fitness. You can find out more information. There's even a challenge for table tennis. You might win $500 if you can beat this pro.
Oh, good. Senior Games, the Oklahoma State Fair.
That's right.
And that'll be in September. Well, we have run out of time. Mike, thank you so much for being here. You're a basket of information. Everybody, I hope your pens and paper were out scratching down what we've been giving you. OKSeniorGames.com. And you're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which for the final time stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right. On Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll see you next week.